We're on page Kuf Chaf. We're in the middle of such an important inyan, such an important inyan. Davening, which to us on the outside looks like it's a repeat, again, Nacha Asher, Nacha Yishtabach, Nacha Kriyishma. It looks to us like it's the same over and over again. And yet, according to the Nefesh Chaim, there's never been, and all the tzaddikim, there's never been a davening twice. Ever since the creation of the world, there's never been a repeat of any davening. More than that, what we're learning in this parak is that davening is the greatest means of accessing a koyach of hischadshus, of renewal, even though on the surface it seems to be a lot of reruns. Really, it's the shorish of our ability to connect to Chiddush. Now, we learned what Chiddush means according to the Torah. Since Ein Chadash Tachas HaShemesh, there is nothing new under the sun. True Chiddush means returning to that matzav of what it was like before we became confused with the Eitz Hadas and with Ra and so on. That's true Chiddush. Ischachus. So we're talking about the moon and ischachus. And now, when it comes to davening, what does that mean? And how is tefillah such an unbelievable makar, the source of the koyach of ischachus? Page Kuf Chaf. Hadvarim halalu shaylu l'mekuda pshuta yoysa. Sherabim margishim betfila. There's a certain
feeling that many people have when davening.
There's truth to it, there's something to it, and still we have to rise above it.
Gam adam shetfilasa einam anasof v'luchutz. Even a person whose davening is not just with the lips, but a person who's davening also with the heart, and avodah shebelev. Efshe v'harbei pa'amim, it's possible that many times, ha'chiddush etzlohu b'nekudas ha'sahiris.
Now listen carefully, because this is going to sound great. We're wishing we could be zeiche for this.
What?
That many times, a person identifies chiddush, we're talking about something new, identifies chiddush with some feeling of his iris that comes from some sudden insight into a sentence that you're saying in davening, something beautiful, something that you feel, wow, this is what I'm going through. I can connect to this. This is his iris, which is of course wonderful, but that's not really the ikur of his chachas. He says,
Gam adam shetvoso eno in asav luchos efshav ahavi par mechidish etzlo ben kudus ha'saris pam hu mislahi v'bracha zu.
Sometimes he has a slavus, he's excited about saying this bracha in davening, whatever, he feels excitement about it.
Pam v'bracha acheres.
A different time, it's a different bracha that gives him a lift, that gives him his ayrus.
Hu shoyev es nekudas achidish may oisa his oirus shumakabu b'chol tefila mipasik echad mibracha achas v'chadayma.
So from where does the person take chiddush? It's like this. He opens up the siddur. The siddur has a lot of pages. There's plenty that could keep you busy for a long time. So he opens up the siddur, and over the course of a year, this particular sentence or this part of davening, he feels a hisayrus. So it's something new. Then a week later, there's something he's connecting to more, and that gives him a feeling of his iris. And he feels it's natural for a person to feel, oh, that must be the chiddush that all the Svarim are talking about. That must be this new experience. Meaning, I return to take a second look at the old siddur that I've been using my whole life. And for now, right now, this particular pasuk or this particular kapitel, whatever it is, it gives me his iris, which is good, but that's not the tachlis of davening. Now you think, what else could it possibly be? Isn't
Vadai shezel davar tov. Certainly it's a good thing. Vadai shezel davar tov. Vein tzel shel safek shehisayru zu adifu metfila shehi min hasafir v'lachus. And there's no question that davening in that way, where there are places where there are these spurts of energy and hisayrus, that that's better than stam davening just with the mouth, for sure. Avot tzarech ladaz, still we have to know. Sheikar chiddush tzarech liyos ben tefila letefila. Hu akirvas Hashem she'adam chash ka'omed lifnei ha'melach. This is the essence of davening, and something we have to try to live with. The true chiddush of davening is my connection, or how I feel with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through davening. That's the true chiddush. That's why things are much better now when it comes to davening, because of all the translations, right? And also, many of you have taken different classes on tefillah, and there are different things on biurei tefillah, and every day there are new svarim in Hebrew and in English explaining the davening, and it's gewaldig. It's all terrific. But all of that is not the tachlis of tefillah. If that can help, that's great. There are many people who, when they daven, they understand that the essence of kavana, or the essence of tefillah, is through these words, you know, thinking about these words and having a deeper understanding of the words, and as a result of that deeper understanding, feeling some excitement or slavas of what I'm saying. Which again, is a very chashuv thing. But that's not the tachlis of tefillah. There was a woman who told me years ago, I was talking during the summer in the mountains. They have every summer this big keenness of all the ladies from different bungalow colonies. And I was talking to this very chashuv group. And I was talking to them about davening. And there was a chassidish woman who came over, and she said to me, she was telling me about how her mother, Allah Hashem, how her mother davens. That used to daven. And she davened with the siddur, and she used to see her mother all the time. I mentioned this the other day. She used to see her mother all the time. And she would daven, she would hold the siddur, and she would go with her finger like this. She didn't know what she was doing with the finger. So she was jumping around with her finger. So she asked her mother once, "Ma, what are you going over there?" Her mother said, "I don't really understand any of this. I don't really understand what I'm saying. But there's one word that I know what it is." And she pointed and says, "That's Hashem's name. So I like to touch that. You know? I like to touch that. And I know Hashem's name. That's what I know." So I was very moved by that. And when I hear stories like this, and even when I watch my mother davening, and she doesn't do that, when I watch my mother davening, she doesn't know what she's talking about. And she never had the luxury of going to seminary or school. She went to the Beis Yaakov of Auschwitz, and she never had that. But the pashtus of davening, what davening means to her is one thing. What davening means to a Jew is an opportunity to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that's what happened in your davening, it was successful. If you understood one word more or one word less, it's not the most chashuv thing. Whether or not davening was a time that you felt that you were standing in the presence of the King, and there was nothing else, only the King, only the Bari Olam, only Hashem Shabbat. That's the Ikar Chiddush of davening. That's never a rerun. That's never a feeling of repeat in the life of a big Yirei Shemayim. That meeting with the King, meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one's father, through davening. Hu akirvas Hashem she'adam chash ke'armid lefnei ha'melech. There's no other time of the day that a person can sense that feeling of being armid lefnei ha'melech. There's a famous discussion in Halacha. Reb Chaim Brisker talks about this. He's explaining the Rambam.
Where at one place in the Hilchos Tefillah, it sounds like the Rambam is saying that you have to have kavana for the entire Shemoneh Esrei. And if you didn't have kavana, if you didn't have intent, then you're not yotze. But the other place in the Rambam sounds like he's saying that no, as long as you have kavana by the first bracha, by Magen Avraham, by the first bracha, then you're yotze. So it's a complicated thing. That Rambam seems to be contradicting himself, and Reb Chaim explained, no, there are two different kavanas. One level of kavana is teir shamilas, to know what you're saying. To know what you're saying. That's one level of kavana. That, minimally in Shema Esrei, you have to know what you're saying by the first bracha. Elokei Elokei Hashem, Bracha Hashem, Magen Avraham. Minimally, you have to know what you're saying in that first bracha to be Yotze, Shema Esrei. So what's the Rambam talking about when he speaks about kavana throughout davening? And that it's a kavana that's required throughout Shema Esrei? And if you're lacking that kavana, it's not a Shemoneh Esrei. So Reb Chaim explains, that's the kavana that you are oimed lifnei Hashem. That sense of being in God's presence. If you don't have that when you're davening, then Reb Chaim says it's a misasik ba'alma. Misasik ba'alma, what does it mean, misasik? Misasik means that it means like you're doing one thing and something else, you're doing absent-mindedly something else. It's not really a serious act. It's inconsequential to what's going on in your life at that time. No. To be oimel lifnei hamelach, that sense of standing lifnei hamelach, of being before the king, that hergish is the essence of tefillah. Ka'oimel lifnei hamelach. V'ha'akara hazu shal oimel lifnei hamelach tzib tzvich l'kabel etzel ha'odam mitfila l'tfila u'miyayim l'yayim ta'ikif yayim. So that needs to go strong in our lives from one davening to the next davening. Stronger. New. From one davening to the next davening. From one day of our lives to the next day of our lives. That hergish. That awareness. To the point that davening is not just something that davening doesn't just end when you close the siddur. When you close the siddur, you still cling to Hashem throughout the day. You think about Him and you talk to Him when you're doing your chores or you're going to school or when you're in the train. Or I mean, not in a way that they're going to lock you up or anything, but you continue to be in contact with Him. It's the tachlis of tefillah. There should be a clearer feeling, a clearer sense of being in God's presence. Umimela kil yosef yachushu es hadavar. Kil yosef literally means your kidneys, but it means do you feel it inside your kishkis? You feel it inside of you. Uhu yifal al kol ramach evarav v'shasagidav. And it has an impact on all of the limbs, on your entire being. There's a sense of that closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hamadbeya shel tefillah Shemoneh Esrei HaBrachos b'miyuchad. The nusach, the formulation, the words of davening, especially Shemoneh Esrei, u'betoichan yud beis habakoshes. In the middle of Shemoneh Esrei we have, of course, 12 bakoshes. In the middle of Shemoneh Esrei we ask for things. We begin with the first three brachas of Shevach, of praising Hashem, and then we ask, and then we thank. But the 12 middle brachas, we're asking for all different things. Zu nekuda shemitzad echad yichol lekarvis adam lekainai. That is a nekuda. Those 12 middle brachas could either be an opportunity to bring a person closer to Hashem, or could be just the opposite. How's that? Im ha'adam shekeh b'slach lonik b'shutai. If a person immerses in the inyan of slach lonu kibshutai, just, I don't want to get in trouble, forgive me, because I really don't want to get punished. Which that's also something, but if a person just thinks about that, and when he davens
in the Shemoneh Esrei, Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei Rafei, for cure for somebody else, for oneself. And that's it. It's just that there should be a cure. It's just that there should be healing. The Baruch Aleinu Kipshutai, and in Baruch Aleinu was just Panasa. Humachnis is Atzmoy lo'olam ha'nefrodim. The person is bringing himself into the world of separation. What does that mean? Those who have been learning Taz Atzmcha are particularly sensitive to all of this, because Hunase Shakua b'tzarchei haguf. So what's the person doing? 12 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. He's just talking about physical things. Talk about Baruch Aleinu means parnasa. Should have money. Things should go well at work. Refeinu means I should feel well. This one should feel well. Slachlom is I shouldn't get in trouble. I shouldn't get punished. Looking out for himself. The physical world is the Alma de Pirud, is the world of separation. It's not the world of Dveikus that is shut. It's Binyani Olam Hazeh. Binyani Olam Hazeh. And even though it's a good thing that this person is davening, but sof kol sof, those 12 middle brachas are no more than what you consider to be, that person considers to be, an effective way of getting ahead in this world. One way to get ahead in the world is to get an education. There's another way to get ahead in the world is to eat in a healthy way. There are many ways to get ahead. Another way to get ahead in the world is by asking God for help with parnasa and with health. It's another way to get ahead in the world. I once mentioned it many years ago. I was teaching in high school. So there was a project that the principal, the teachers, I don't remember, wanted to make this project, and that everybody should write, I mentioned this a few times over the years, everybody should write letters to Hashem, without putting their names on it. Not to write, but they should write letters to Hashem. And then afterwards, there would be a discussion, people looking for in life, and diving for it. So they were very sweet. This is a high school, but it was from 7th grade till 12th grade, junior high and high school. So there were very, very beautiful things, how they were addressed, and very sweet. And there was one girl, how do I know it was a girl? Because, as you can see from the letter, and I knew the Indian because we had discussed it. So she wrote a letter that, Dear Hashem, like she writes, King of the Universe, Master of the World, she picked up some of that stuff. And you're really good, wonderful, and thank you for all that you do for my family and for me. She figured you got to butter him up a little bit. Looks like that in the Siddur. Got to build him up. He has low self-esteem. So after that, then she gets down to the middle brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. And what's she asking for? She says, that there's this guy in Kifud that I've been trying to get his attention for the list. I don't know if it's a dry cleaner or a key food, something like that, a store. That I've been trying to get his attention for the list, 3 weeks, I'm crazy about him. Please Hashem, if you could just help him that he should notice me and ask me out, something like that. So, that was her tefillah. And she ends, she says, love your respectful servant, so and so. And so, I spoke to her about it. I know her handwriting, I know the Indian. So I said to her, it's a very beautiful tefillah. You ask your father for whatever you want. But I said, but he's not going to notice you. The boy's not going to go after you. She says, why are you saying that, Rabbi? So I said, because I'm davening much harder that he should never say a word to you. I'm working at this a lot, but he shouldn't. You daven a little bit. I'm really davening hard. And I'm older than you. I'm davening hard that it shouldn't come about. So, of course, in her immature way, which was very sweet, it was something that she wanted. And as children, we want things, and we have different ways of getting them. Children are very good at doing that.
And then as you grow up and you use the siddur, you figure this is another way to get stuff. The middle brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. It's another way to get stuff. And all the other things are leading up to that. Because you yourself, and we all know that the urgency of looking for help, of looking to get stuff, creates a certain type of davening that doesn't normally come when we're just on a regular day thanking Hashem for being kind to us. It's a different kind of davening. So where's that davening coming from? Say that it's certainly connected to Emuna, but the tachlis of that davening is really the Eidel Magashmi. It's another way of getting things. Health, panosa. It's another way of getting things. A person can go to a tzaddik. Doesn't go to the tzaddik to be mizdabik to the tzaddik, to be attached to the tzaddik, and that he should become a greater Jew by being attached to the tzaddik. But he figured that this didn't work. That didn't work. I'll go to the rabbi. Maybe a very, I heard he's a big wonder worker, and he'll give me something. And he'll make him. He'll give me a bracha, and he'll read my kritla, and I'll give him a few dollars, and shalom yisrael, and it's going to be it'll be good. So that it's all binyani olam hazeh. It's all the olam haguf. The olam haguf, the world of the body, is a world of separation. It's not a world of tefekis d'Hashem. The afop says oisam tzarchei guf mevakish makadosh baruch hu. Thank God. At least you're speaking to Hashem to ask Him for those things. That means you believe in Hashem and you're asking Him for those things. Just like that girl believed that Hashem could make the guy in the store notice it. That's a good thing. V'yeshna kan hiskash was kol shehilavai, right? And because it's an act of emunah, it does mean that there's some kesher, some connection to God, certainly, that is brought about, or that's there. Achsav kol sof u dovek b'tzarech ha-gashmiz. But sof kol sof is dovek b'tzarech ha-gashmiz. But the bottom line is that he's focused on getting stuff. Health, panasa, so on. What can I get? Tzarech ha-guf. It's another way of getting things. If you want to be more religious, it's the only way I can get things. It's a way of getting things. Tzarech ha-guf. Tzarech ha-gashmiz. So mahi efai hatsura ha'amitis shel tefila. So what is the true, what's the real tzura of davening? What's the tachlis of davening? Not that anything here is bad, but what's the tachlis of davening? What's the tzura ha'amitis shel tefila? Mahi efai hatsura ha'amitis shel tefila. Hanefes tzvichilet boya kirvas Hashem. The tzura amitis of tefillah is that I'm begging for closeness to God. V'chol tefillah, tefillah shodim espala. And with every single davening that a person is mispala. Remember, this means to go back to the beginning, before Adam and Chava ate from the tree. That's what chiddush is. That's what hischachas is. And in every single tefillah shodim espala, v'chol bracha, and every bracha that he makes. Yesh limsa bayas hanakuda. He must find in it the nekuda. Madua oisach yisoin marfri o marchik es adam bekivas Hashem. Why is my lack of panasa? Let's take Baruch Helena for example. Why is my lack of panasa making it harder for me to be close to God? Why is my poor health, God forbid, making it harder for me to be close to God? What is it about these things in life that causes them, their absence rather, to somehow get in the way of Kirvas Hashem? That's always the question. The case of Hashlomas HaChoser, and how can it be that by having my health, or having a Shidduch, or having a child, or having a Yeshua in whatever that is, how is it that Hashlomas HaChoser, that filling in what's missing, Tikkara of Oysel HaKainai, how can that bring me closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam? That's the Tachlis. That's the true Tzura of Davening. Not separate in Yonam Gashmiyam. Another means of getting this or getting that. But rather, the tachlis of davening, tefillah is a lashon of naftuli elokim neftalti. Tefillah means naftuli, means entanglement. It means to be bound with something. That's what davening. Tefillah is lashon of naftuli, naftuli elokim, to be bound, to be attached. Tachlis of tefillah is dveikus b'Hashem. When it comes, for instance, to those middle brachas, the question is always, what is it about? What is it about this bracha that I need, that I'm begging Hashem to help me with, so that I could, through this, get closer to Him? That's the tachlis of tefillah. Not that by having this, I don't have to bother Him anymore, and I don't have to doubt Him so much anymore. Some of the closest times that a person has with Hashem, the times, God forbid, of tzaras, that's why Hashem, it's one of the main reasons that a person has tzaras. We know that from Chazal, from many places, without going into it. What's tzaras? The Baruch Hu doesn't love us, what is it really have tzaras for? I'm not going through the whole thing of Tov and Ra, but tzaras. When else does a person sit like that and daven like that? When else does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when else does the person feel such a kirvus Hashem? When they're in the Sionis, or they're at Tzaris L'Aleinu. Kirvus Hashem is the tachlis of our lives. Kirvus Hashem, Dveikus B'Hashem, is the tachlis of life. It's very, very hard for a person to feel that intensity and that need when things are just going great. That's how life is. That's just how life is. When you feel broken, when there's a half a shekel, so then you cry out for Hashlam, you beg Hashem to help you. There should be a shekel, the shekel HaKadosh, it should be complete. A machsa shekel. You see by the Mishkan how things are built, Ama v'chetzi, with halves also. Things with halves, it's a big Indian empire. Because the Kotzke said that there's nothing, just as Yotzech of Ban Shabbos, that there's nothing as whole as a broken heart. There's nothing as whole as a broken heart. What does that mean? Because the greatest wholeness is Dveikus Hashem. When a person's heart is broken, they turn to Hashem. That's why Tefillah La'ani Kiyatav Hashem Yishpesich, poor people. Close to Hashem's brother. So on. Dveikus is the tachlis. Look at the whole tilim. It's just like you have a person, like God forbid, something's not well, and he's saying tilim every day, saying tilim, and he's having the tilim, a big thing. And then, Baruch Hashem, the person's feeling better. Hashem's Baruch answers, and the person's feeling better. And the person feels a relief. Oh, I'm done. Good. No more tilim. You have these girls with their super duper, you know, projects to get married. So, whatever, 40 days, you know, shir shirim, 40 days of this and that, and going to the kaisel. All these are big in Yonah, I'm not saying they're not. And it worked. Imagine, Baruch Hashem. It's day number 36 at the kaisel, and it's like one of these stories that I'm cynical, I never believe. And lo and behold, over the mechitza, a light shines, and it's your beloved. And then you walk down to the plaza, and someone comes over and says, "Did you ever, by the way, I wanted to introduce you to somebody?" And I can't believe it's my 36th day at the kaisel. Wow, that's great. Same. I believe in all these things. I'm very simple. These things, fine. So now you're going to the kaisel 40 days, and you're saying shir shem 40 days. You know, really wanted to get married. So, and then it worked. So then there's no more kaiso, no more shir shir. I'm done. Like there was a yid that I knew, I once told him in the shul, there was a yid that many years ago, we were living in a kailo there, and there were old Jews that came in the afternoon. He was a very, very wonderful person. He was a heisa misnagi. You know he's a misnagi? He was really against Hasidim. He was an old Litvak, a Misnagid, the son of Misnagdin. A wonderful, delicious person, a big Misnagid. He's always making fun of this and Chassidus and Rebbes, and he was a big Misnagid. except for the Satmarov. So the Satmar Rebbe had the Echidus. According to the Satmar Rebbe, he's a big Talmud Chacham. Okay. It's not like the other Rebbe's were talking about what happened. So he told us once this story. He said that he was losing his vision. He was going blind. Hashem Yach, this Yid. And he went to this doctor, that doctor, and he did this, and he did that, and he was losing his eyesight. And his wife, he said, comes from Chassidish family, and she was always begging him to go to the Satmar Rebbe. Go to the Satmar Rebbe. They lived in Queens. Satmar Rebbe just had to go 20 minutes in the car, and the Satmar Rebbe's in Williamsburg. What are you crazy? The whole world goes to him. He didn't want to go, but it made his wife was miserable. Finally, he agreed to go. Come to the Satmar Rebbe. Satmar Rebbe told him to learn on every Friday night, to learn the Sefer Ma'ori Naim. You heard of the Sefer Ma'ori Naim? From the Holy Chernobyl. Ma'ori Naim is one of the earliest Chassidish Sforim. So he said, Ma'ori Naim, like, you know, tell a Litvak to learn that. But the Satmar Rebbe told him to do, and his wife said, the Rebbe told you, and the Ma'ori Naim means light of the eyes, right? The name of the Sefer is light of the eyes. So the Yid said that he had somebody from the neighborhood that knows Chassidus, and he got a Ma'ori Naim, and they sat down, they had every Friday night Chalusa. And they're going like this for 3 weeks. And he got back his eyesight completely. He told us this much. He was totally fine. No. It's a chashuva thing, yeah? So I asked him, we were all sitting around, he was telling this to us, it was Hanukkah, we were all sitting listening. And I asked him, Lou Rebellia, do you still learn Ma'ori Naim? He says, no, I'm not a chashuva, I'm a snag. I said, the verse made for you a miracle like that with the Sefer Ma'ori Naim. And you don't learn it. He says, I'm not interested in Chassidus. So my wife acted me that. I shut my eyes and I saw it. It helped, and that's it. I mean, it's not for me. It's an interesting thing with a Jew would have such a musik. And I told him, you know, I respect you. You're real. There aren't too many real misnagdim like that. That's a real misnagdim. It doesn't make a difference. It worked. I'm done. I'm going back to my regular schedule. But isn't that how we are? We're also like that. It could be somebody, God forbid, is sick. The child is not well. People. Family crying, davening, all kinds of things, and then lo and behold, the child leaves the world. Doesn't survive. The child dies. What's going to be now with all the dreikas? What's going to be now with all the skyras? What's going to be now with all the kivas Hashem? Sometimes there are people that hold on to that very much. I see that. Many times not. That's how life is. The tachas of tefillah is kivus Hashem. So Chazal has to ask himself, why do I need a panasa? What's the tachas of my panasa? So I shouldn't have to daven so hard? So I don't have to bother with tilim all the time? So I could be off my 40-day program? So I could be potter from all of this? So I don't have to be so close to Hashem? When it's 2 weeks before Yom Kippur, what's the thought that a person has? What an unbelievable time of Kivus Hashem, or I can't wait till this is over. Not that anybody says like that. People don't like to talk that way, especially before Yom Kippur. But deep inside, well, just to be past this somehow, with the women. It's not, it might not, they don't have to be in shul as much, you know, the men with the slichas and the whole thing. But even the women, there's a tremendous amount of pressure and the chlal. And what's the thought? Well, you know, can we just get to Shabbos Bereishis somehow to make it, and everybody's forgiven, and everybody's written and sealed and good, and just get it past this. What is the thought? Wow, it's coming to Rosh Hashanah. Dishu Hashem behimatzai, krauhu behayosei karav. Behayosei karav. The Alter Rebbe said that Melech, that the king is Yotzei, is going out to the field. When he's in his palace, it's almost impossible to get into him. Elul, the king, leaves his palace and he goes out to the island, to the people, to the field. Behayosei karav is the time. Rosh Hashanah, the time of his scarves. Until it comes, Nachim Kippur, you come. The days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot are not from this world. And then it comes to Sukkot, and Sukkot is what? The Yemina Techabkeni, the Banisham, is holding me in his arms in the Sukkah, and sort of the Menanusa, the Shechina Kadosh, is here filling the Sukkah every Sukkah. Or is there a feeling like, I know it's all beautiful, it's all nice, I just need to get finished with it and be forgiven, and do a couple of hakafis and get back to the year and my routine? If you look at Yontiv, or if you look at the middle brachas of Shemini Esrei as a way of getting something in this world, so then, if you get it, shkoich, yofi, you're done. You just want to be putter. All you want is your health. Not that you want to be healthy so that you could have more tevekis d'Hashem, longer years of tevekis d'Hashem, that the day you should have your strength to be dog d'Hashem. No. You don't need Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur because of closeness to Hashem. You just want it should be a gemar chasim atayim. Should be a gemar chasim atayim. Be good. Should be a good year. What does it mean a good year? You know that when it comes to Shemini Atzeres, so you know that there is an extra day, right? You know what Chazal say? Karsha alai, predascha, right? Hashem says it's hard for me to part from you. If you think about those words, you can go crazy from them. What is the Baruch Shalom is saying? That during this time of the year, we're so close. During this time of the year, you almost can't help but feel closeness to Hashem. And even though you're not such a Baal Madrega and you weren't thinking like all these big thoughts, but almost without a choice, you're drawn into the closeness. And then it comes to the end, to the Ne'ilas HaChag, Simchas Torah. So we sing some Nagunim, and we're ending the Simchas Torah, and the Baruch Shalom says, "Ay, it's Kasha, like Kasha. It's so hard for me to see you go away from me." That's how Shem's Baruch Kivyoch feels. But how do we feel? Potter. Do I feel potter? I have another year until it comes to Yom Kippur. Wow. Purim is Mitzvah Hashem. Purim is 2 weeks, a week from Sunday. 2 weeks, huh? A week from Sunday? 2 weeks from Sunday is Purim. So 2 weeks from Sunday is Purim. It's Purim. So I mentioned to, there was a couple who were talking about something. I mentioned, oh, it's going to be Purim soon. So the wife said, this person's what they were sitting there said, oh my God, the Shalach Manus. Like, I got to start with the Shalach Manus. I got to start thinking about a theme. I don't know, the Wild Wild West. I don't know what this year's theme is, you know. Whatever. I'm going to get that together to make up these Shalach Manus. Purim. Vekas Bashem, it's the highest day of the year, Purim. It's the biggest day of the year. Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur is only like Purim. Purim's Adliyada. But that's how it is. The Tachlis is the Vekas Bashem. Davening is the Ikke, that feeling of being Oymid Lifnei HaMelech. The whole Purim, if a person is listening carefully on Purim, all you hear is one word, HaMelech. Every time he says HaMelech in the Megillah, it means the Baruch Shalom. No? In a deeper way, it means the Baruch Shalom Hamelech. It looks to you like it's something else. It's Hamelech. Everything's Hamelech, Hamelech. Shavisi, Hashem, and Hashem Samid. It's the Tachlis to come to that. That's what davening is. That's the Ikar Avayda davening. Nimtzeh She'ein, the last line. Nimtzeh She'ein Hamakuvan Hu Bakoshes Hashlomas Hachoseh Be'etzem. The main point of asking, let's say, for health in Shemini Esrei is not the health. It's not the main point. It's what do I plan to do with my health? What's the point of being healthy? Why? Do I need my health so that I could be able to be in a tennis tournament? I mean, what do I need my health? The point is, what is missing in my kivus Hashem that's affected by a loss or a lack of health or a lack of panasa or a lack of family or lack whatever that chesaron is, and help me, Baruch Hashem, to fill that. Please fill that which is missing so that I can get closer to you. The tzura kazu hayud ches brachas. Hin achein v'china shel chayim chayder 18 brachas. Of course, we say now 19 because it was added to l'mashinim. But the chay brachas are v'china shel chayim. It's a chiyus of a Jew, not just a shopping list. Moshon Yom Kippur is also a shopping list. For some people, it's a shopping list. It's just a practical thing that doesn't do with the baruch shalom. It's what I can get. What I can get. L'tayve yevakesh nifrad, says Mishle. Tayve is when there's tayve, when it's a physical desire. It always means nifrad. Nifrad means separation. L'tayve yevakesh nifrad. Meis u'bechina shel nifrad. When a person leaves the world, when he dies, that's nifrad. What happens? The soul and the body separate. That's death. That's nifrad. Wherever one is separated from his neshama, God forbid, wherever there's a separation from chiyus, that's death. Aval achayim him bebchina shel chibur. Chai means chibur, means attachment and connection to the makor, to the source of life. Im adam espalol yurches brachas chai. If a person daven shmoneh esrei, v'kol achas mehen zu bakosha b'fnei atzma, and each bracha is a separate thing that he's asking for. Separate, nifrad. The world of taivas, the world of physical life, is remembers what? Everything is nifrad, separation. So this separate bracha one is Hashiveinu. So I shouldn't be in trouble, so slach lonu. Rifa'einu. Harishit philosophy, chasu shalom b'chinis pirut. Means the davening is a shopping list. You cross off this, I got this, I didn't get this. Shopping list. So lahavdol, a trillion infinite havdolos, so the goyim go to Santa, and you go through. You have a shopping list. That's your shopping list. If I'll be a good boy, then Santa will give me this and that. So you have a shopping list, but it's all, each is a separate thing. I need this, I need this, I need that. If I don't get this, but I still get that, then I go. But that's all called pirud. And you're separating the 18 brachas into separate pieces. Separation from the source means separated from God. Separated from Hashem, a separation between the neshama and the guf, means death. It means death. It means it's not something that's chai. Chai means attachment to God. And the guf, when the body is attached to the neshama, means that one's attached to God. When you're davening for health, so that you can be closer to God, then that request for health is not separate from the request from panasa. It's all one thing. All one thing is what? Dveikus b'Hashem. That's the chiddush of tefillah. Yesh kan bakoshes nefrodes mishum shekol brocha brocha hi la'atzma. Because then it means that each brocha is a separate brocha. That's not the ultimate tachlis of Shemoneh Esrei. That's not what Shemoneh Esrei is really about. Avakasher ha'odom is char b'lipnim yishal ha'tfila. But when a person is what? When a person is mischaber to the pnimius of davening, what's his chachas? His chachas means His chabus el kodesh baruch hu, going back to the beginning before I became separated from him, going back to him. Connection, that connection means chiyus, means life. So Purim, that's what it means when you make a lachaim in Purim. Ad liyada. That's why in Purim there was a gezeira that we're all going to be killed. Lahashem and lahar v'la'abed. And the Maral explains and all the tzaddikim that Purim was a chiyus ameis. When a dead person comes back to life, he makes a l'chaim. It's the biggest l'chaim you can make. You were dead, now you're alive. L'chaim. A person who's detached from God is dead. He's walking around. He's living. He's breathing. He's going to school. He's going to work. But for all real, real intents purposes, he's not alive. Purim means tchias amesim. Mimis l'chaim, the Gemara says. We came back to life. There was a gzeir, we were going to die. And then what? And then Hashem gives us back life. L'chaim. That's the deeper inyan of the Simchas Purim. Is realizing how, no matter how many customs and disguises and coverings there are, it's only a Kadosh Baruch. Everything's Hashem's Baruch. Hashem's name is not found in the Megillah. I know it. Like the lady that's putting her finger every time it says Hashem. Everything is Hashem. Doesn't say it befeirush, no. Refeinu, Rechaleinu, Hashiveinu, Slachlonu, it's all about Dveikus Hashem. It's Chavs L'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Oz Tfilos Anasis Bebchinas Chayim. Then a person's davening is a Lebedikah davening. It's a L'Chayim. Chay Brochus. You know, Jews used to make a L'Chayim after davening. My father said that, and he remembers in Europe that they were eating, that's how they lived. They were poor, they didn't have any food, and they used to know every place, where, every shul, they used to know who had a yard site. And there was a certain yidden that they would put out a little bit extra cake, a little herring, and a little better schnapps. And there were these Jews that they lived like that. They knew where to go for that yard site. But everybody made a l'chaim. After davening, make a l'chaim. Because davening is chiz. Davening is chiz. You could have the chiz without the schnapps. But the chiyus is a l'chaim, that's what davening is. I will continue in Shemesh.